Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. I want to begin by giving a shout out to one and only Jake Weinman. He's here with us tonight in the chat. I want to welcome, share with you, want to give a nice shout out to Mitch Green and thank him for his incredible assistance in making this possible. One, of course, as we always do, begin the Sheer yourself and Mishmas. Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. I want to thank the sponsor for dedicating the shir in memory. This neshama, may his neshama have an aliyah. As we do every week, we want to dedicate the shir as well to the chayolim and to, as a zchus, for the hostages, for them to come home and return safely, and may their families have relief, nechama, and may Klal Yisrael, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect and to guide Klal Yisrael from this very difficult tzara. May Amir Hashem be this horror come to an end very, very soon. This week is Parshas Tetzav. Parshas Tetzav is a very beautiful parasha. Parasha deals with big, big kahuna. Many of us, we are used to associating, putting together Parshas Teruma together with Parshas Tetzaveh. Both of these parashas deal with the Mishkan. Parashas Truma deals primarily with the different kelim, structure of the Mishkan, including the actual Mishkan itself, the krashim, the urios, the chotzer, and the furnishings of the Mishkan, the aroin, the shulchan, the menorah, and all of their related parts. Parashas Tetzaveh deals with the service, the kohanim, who service the Mishkan, and are dressed in the big day kahuna. The Kohen Gadol has 8 garments, the Kohen Hegyot has 4 garments, and we deal with this at very great length in this week's parasha. We go through all the different details, and there are numerous, numerous details. The end of the parasha is a very interesting pasuk, which has with it a very interesting story. Perhaps some of you are aware of this story, aware of this issue. I just would like to go and discuss some ideas relating to this pasuk. The last pasuk of Parashas Tetzaveh deals with, it's the concluding pasuk dealing with the Mizbeach HaZohav. Now, I really want to begin by just taking note of a very, very popular and important question. If we were on our own organizing all the different parts of the Mishkan, including the Kelim and the structure and the Dei Kohuna, it's very unlikely any one of us put the details of the Mizbeach HaZohav in Parshas Tetzaveh. We know that in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, there were 2 separate altars. There was what's called the Mizbeach HaOilo and the Mizbeach HaKetoros. Sometimes we refer to them as the Mizbeach HaNechoshes versus the Mizbeach HaZohav. Sometimes we refer to them as the Mizbeach HaChitzoin versus the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the outer one versus the inner one. Basically, we know there are 2 different altars. One was a very large, relatively speaking, depending on, you know, there's the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, but relatively speaking, they are the very, very large Mizbeach upon which all of the Korbanos were offered. It stood in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, depending on which structure we are describing. And then there is what's called the Mizbeach HaKetores, or the Mizbeach HaZoha, or the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach that's on the inside, the Mizbeach that was used to bring Ketores 2 a day, every single day. The Kohen would offer on this Mizbeach inside of the Heichal, in between, pretty much in between, further pulled back towards the center of the Azar, of the Heichal, Ketores in the morning, Ketores in the afternoon, every single day. There were no korbanos offered upon this altar. The only thing that was offered upon this altar was the Ketores. The Ketores was standing in the Heichal together with the Menorah, the Shulchan, together with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Oroin. It's one of the Kelim, it's one of the pieces of furniture of the Mishkan. And we would certainly expect it to be discussed and mentioned and positioned in Parshas Teruma, where all of the other elements of the Mishkan are mentioned. And yet, for some reason that we don't really understand, some difficult, it's a very difficult question, yet, after we finish all of the Beit HaKohen and Parashas Tetzaveh, the Korbanos that they offered when they were inaugurated, the process, the Torah, the very last, Aliyah goes through in very great detail, describing exactly the dimensions and the tzura, the image of the Mizbeach, Hazav, this Mizbeach. What is this doing here? It would appear this Mizbeach belongs back in Parshas Teruma, together with all of the other furnishings of the Mishkan. This indeed is a very difficult question. But before we get to the answer, or a one answer of many answers, let's discuss the very last pasuk. The very last pasuk of Parshas Tetzaveh, pasuk says, V'chiper Aharon al Karnoisav Achas Pashan. The Torah tells us there was one other thing that Mizbeach Hazav was used for. And that was on Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol would go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and would sprinkle blood. He would sprinkle blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would sprinkle it again on outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Pareches. And then after that, he would sprinkle blood. They would take the blood, combine the different bloods together, and sprinkle and apply blood on top of the Mizbeach HaZav. This was the only time blood was ever put on this Mizbeach. This Mizbeach was exclusively used to offer Ketores daily. Blood? A sacrifice? Never. This is the only time blood was put upon this Mizbeach. And the Torah says here at the very end, that this Mizbeach Hazav, be careful that you only do with it what you're supposed to do. You only offer upon it Ketores. Lo salo lav Ketores Zara v'oilo mincha. Do never offer upon this Mizbeach a strange Ketores or the blood of a carbon oilo or a mincha. V'nesech, don't ever pour upon this Mizbeach yayin. But there is one exception. Aaron HaKohen, once a year on Yom HaKippurim, can bring atonement this Mizbeach Midam, from the blood of the Chatas HaKippurim, the same blood that was sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Poreches. Achas Vashana Yechaper Olav Nedoiroi Seichem, for all generations. And then here come the last four words, which we have to remember very carefully. Kodesh Kodoshim Hu LaHashem. This is Kodesh Kodoshim to Hashem. A double dosage, not just Kodesh, Kodesh Kodoshim. Now, what do these words mean? So, let me tell you the story. The Malbim was one of the commentators, Tanakh, very holy, great person. We've all heard of the Malbim. The Malbim, he once gave a shir, and he read this pasuk, and he read the Rashi. The Rashi says, Kodesh Kodoshim, HaMizbeach, this altar, Mikudosh, is sanctified, or more precisely, designated, LaDevarim HaLalu B'Levad, only for the items mentioned above, V'loy LaVoyd Acheres, and for nothing else. That is what it means, Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodesh really means designation. When a man says to a woman at a wedding, Hareat Mikudeshesli, it really means you are designated to me. This Mizbeach is dedicated for what the Torah mentions, nothing more, nothing less. Kodesh Kodoshim, the Mizbeach, the subject of these two words, is the Mizbeach. Kodesh Kodashim Hu LaHashem. It is designated for Hashem. The Malbim once gave a drasha, and in the audience there were some maskilim, people who were actively looking to make trouble, and he offered a original idea that the subject of the words Kodesh Kodashim is not the Mizbeach. In addition to Rashi, first quoted the Rashi with ultimate respect for Rashi, but often the commentators, they offer homiletic interpretations. They offer additional embellishment, different ideas, which is perfectly fine, correct, after we acknowledge primary pain, which is always Rashi. And it's in a beautiful homiletic interpretation. The subject of the words Kodesh Kodashim is Aroi. Aroin, here the Torah tells us, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, he, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, the brother of Moshe, he is Kodesh Kodosh. Kodesh Kodoshim Hu LaHashem. He is a person who is Kodesh Kodoshim. There were people in the audience that couldn't swallow this idea. They felt that this idea was a deviation of the tradition, and they gave the Malbim a very hard time. And in the following week, when the Malbim came back and he gave his drashas, weekly drasha, he repeated with the same conviction this idea, Kodesh Kodashim Hu LaHashem. In addition to Rashi, who understands that these words refer to the Mizbeach, it can possibly also refer, be describing Aaron Akoi. Aaron is Kodesh Kodashim to Hashem. And that's where the pasuk really begins. The pasuk begins with Chibur Aharon al Karnoisav Achas Bashana. Aharon will be the one that will apply blood to this surface, to this Mizbeach, once a year. The blood that was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Parochas will also be applied to the surface of this Mizbeach and its four corners. And he will do this Aharon, no one else, because Aharon is Kodesh Kodashim. And there were people that had a hard time accepting this, and the Malbim told them privately, I don't have to deal with troublemakers. There's a lot of depth to the story, but the Malbim privately told people, and I have no doubt that this interpretation is correct, because there is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says just this. If you look in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chof Gimel, it says there, B'nei Amram, the children of Amram, are Aharon, Umoshe, Vayibodel Aharon. Aaron was separated, L'Hakadishoi, to sanctify him, Kodesh Kodoshim, as Holy of Holies. Who uvonov ad oilam lahaktir lefnei Hashem l'sharsu l'varech l'shmo ad oilam. It is an explicit verse in Divrei Hayamim where Aaron HaKoyen is described as being Kodesh Kodoshim. And thus, when it says here in the pasuk at the end of Parashas Ki Tzaveh, Kodesh, the last four words, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu LaHashem, is describing Aaron. And this is a real game changer. It's a little game changer, this expression. Number one, this parasha is unique in that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Moshe said to Hashem, if you're not going to forgive the Jewish people, erase me from the Torah. Hashem would not hear of it. But we have a rule that anytime a tzaddik says something, even if a tzaddik makes a statement, even if it's conditional, and the condition is not fulfilled, it makes an impression. And therefore, Moshe's holiness, Moshe's will to have his name erased, have him removed from the Torah, if Hashem will not forgive the Jewish people, is alluded to in Parshas Tetzaveh, where it's the only parsha since the birth of Moshe, where Moshe's name is not mentioned. Although it is not mentioned openly, it is alluded to in the first word of the parasha. V'ata Tetzaveh es bnei Yisrael. The word v'atah means you. You is Moshe. Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and Hashem says to Moshe directly, you shall command the Jewish people. In a way, Moshe has given this week's parasha more prominence than the regular parasha, because in the regular parasha, Hashem speaks about Moshe by mentioning his name. Here, Hashem speaks to Moshe with such closeness, you, Moshe. V'atah. This is an endearment that is second to none. So there are different ways to refer to people. You could refer to a person by their name. We know that many times in the Torah, Hashem refers to a person by repeating your name twice. Avraham, Avraham. Yaakov, Yaakov. There are a few instances where Hashem repeats a person's name, and Rashi tells when you repeat a person's name, this is an expression of love. But there's even a greater expression of love. When you say, you, the closeness is so intense, it's not even necessary to call a person by their name. Is it not fascinating observation to note that the first words of Parashas Tetzaveh are V'atah, in reference to Moshe, and the last words are that Aaron is Kodesh Kodoshim. This week's Parashah, both Moshe and Aaron are elevated to a different stratosphere. Perhaps because we elevated Moshe higher with the word V'atah, Aaron as well was elevated. Kodesh Kodoshim Kul Hashem. This also, I want to suggest, it answers the question as to why is the Mizbeach Hazav present in the Parashas Tetzaveh, not in Parashas Terumah. And if we accept this idea that Aaron is Kodesh Kodashim, that's what the Pasuk means, Kodesh Kodashim Ul Hashem is referring to Aaron, we can understand, because the Mizbeach is not just a utensil. This Parashas Tetzaveh deals primarily with clothing, deals with the mission, the goal of investing in Aaron and his children, kohuna, sanctity. Chazal tell us that the kohanim only have their status as kohanim to do the avoda when they are dressed in their clothing. The special, unique big day kohuna. The big day kohuna is what invests the wearer with sanctity. And indeed, in addition to learning about all of the big day kohuna, which the kohanim wear, which give them their sanctity, we learn about Ravine, the fourth aliyah, the special set of korbanos that they would offer when the Mishkan was inaugurated, to give the Mishkan, to give them the kohanim, Aaron, Ubanov, to give them the sanctity that they would need in order to serve forever as the kohanim in Hashem's home. And then the parsha ends off as one more thing, which demonstrates the sanctity of Aaron. And that is his ability, his koyach, in offering upon the Mizbeach HaZohav the blood of Yom Kippur. It's not that the Mizbeach is just, you know, a Mizbeach, an altar, and upon the altar you do a service. In a way, the Mizbeach HaZohav, if we can be a little bit more creative in our understanding, it was as if it's a garment of Aaron. There are kelim in the Mishkan and the Mikdash that are just there for service. There's an Aroin, there's a Menorah, there's a Mizbeach HaZohav, there's a Kior. These are objects which the Kohanim use to service the Jewish people, to service Hashem, to do the service to Hashem, but it does not define who they are. They are who they are, and they enter into this location, into this structure, and they serve. They use these objects in their service, but these objects do not define who they are. the Mizbeach HaZohav defines who Aaron is. Just as Aaron wears the big day kohuna, the eight garments, when he's enveloped in these eight garments, it clothes him with sanctity, with divinity. The privilege of offering upon the Mizbeach HaZohav blood of Yom Kippur. This is the only time blood is ever applied to this Mizbeach. This is an indication. This is an action which envelops him with his sanctity to be who he is and to serve and to lead the Jewish people. The Mizbeach HaZohav is there for Aaron to demonstrate Kodesh Kodoshim Hula Hashem. Now, this needs explanation. Why would that be so? This really is a different topic, which I'm not going to focus on, but let me just attempt to present an idea. Aaron was known as the Ohev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, the peacemaker, diplomat, diplomacy. When it comes to peace, Shalom, generally you are bringing together different elements which have a difficult time coming together. A pot, a metal pot is given as an example of a peacemaker. Water and fire cannot coexist. Impossible. If there's too much water, it will extinguish immediately the fire. If there's too much fire, it will cause the water to evaporate. When we have a pot, we can have water on the inside, fire on the outside, and the pot is able to keep the two together. Not only keep the two together, each one can benefit from the other. The fire has a place to present, to give over its energy. And the water has a place where it can find and accept. And we can transform through the pot, water, and the fire into a new entity, bubbling hot water, which can be of enormous benefits for cooking, health reasons, and so. Aaron is that person. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are different types of services. There is the offering of a sacrifice. Offering of a sacrifice involves death. When a person brings a sacrifice, in essence, he is stating, really, I should give up my life to Hashem. When a person brings a sacrifice and the blood is applied, a person is supposed to be thinking, really, this should be my blood. When the limbs are burning and the fats are likewise put on the fire of the Mizbech, a person is supposed to be thinking, really, this should be my body. But the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want human sacrifice, so instead we bring a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is in our place. It is through the sacrifice that we experience a humiliation of recognizing our lowliness and our misdeeds and the need to improve. And that's an oversimplification of most mystical concepts of what Korbanos are about, which is way beyond the scope of my understanding. And for that matter, in our generation, we certainly, it's something which we have to have a emunah and we accept 100%. But a sacrifice represents blood, death. The offering of the ketores is a very pleasant experience. Fragrances produce an aroma which the neshama has enormous benefit, anachas ruach. For there to be one surface in the Mishkan upon which both blood and Ketores can be applied. Same surface. So even in the Kodesh HaKodashim, on Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen Gadol brings Ketores, the Ketores is burning upon a shovel, and the blood is sprinkled on the floor. It's not in the same location. But here the Mizbeach HaZov, once a year, that same surface is where the Torah burns, and now blood is applied. To be able to bring together two forms of service, which are worlds apart, completely different worlds, a sacrifice of blood, death, the chachdah, to subjugate oneself to Hashem, to lower oneself, and at the same, that same surface to offer fragrances which fill up the whole Mishkan with an aroma that brings Hashem enormous satisfaction. It's a very pleasant experience. It's a joyful experience. In contrast to the intensity of sacrifice, which is a painful experience. They are serving Hashem with death and serving Hashem with life. For there to be a surface, a location, the only place where that is done is on the Mizbeach HaZov once a year. And to be able to synthesize these two together, the one that does this service has to be a very holy person. And that is Aaron HaKohen, who indeed is Kodesh Kodoshim. An oversimplification, trying to suggest that the concept of Kodesh Kodoshim represents the synthesis of services that are very different. And in fact, can be 180 degrees apart. The talent and the holiness, sophistication is reserved for a unique person. And that is Aaron HaKohen, who is Kodesh Kodoshim, Kula Hashem. And this parsha, which deals with the sanctity of Aaron, climaxes at the very end of the parsha, when we discuss the Mizbeach HaZov, and as we mentioned, is not just a utensil, not just one of the furnishings, but rather it is an example of the success and the peak of the sanctity of Aaron HaKohen and the Kohanim, who are invested with the sanctity through their service and through the clothing. The clothing is one dimension of what gives them sanctity, and their talent, their unique gift of being able to synthesize all different forms of service into one, as demonstrated by Aaron's service of offering blood upon the surface of what we ordinarily only offer to Torahs. This is a demonstration, the peak, the apex of what Parshas Tetzaveh is all about. One last aside, we know that in Parshas Korach complains, why did Moshe select Aaron to be the Kohen? Korach's words were, Kol ha'om, Ulam kidoshim, uvisoicham Hashem, umadua tisnas rokah halashem. Everyone is kodesh. In this week's parasha, the last pasuk tells us Korach missed the point. It may be true that kol ha'om, all of the people are kulam kidoshim, but Aaron, he is kodesh hakodesh. Let's summarize very quickly what we learned tonight. Tonight we pointed out we have a parasha. And at the end of the parasha, it seems out of place. We have the Mizbeach HaZov. It would appear that this should have been presented in Parashas Truma. And to begin to answer that question, we took note that we have a very beautiful pasuk, the last pasuk in the parasha. Pasuk talks about Mizbeach HaZav, applying the blood of Yom Kippur upon its surface. And it includes Kodesh Kodashim Hu LaHashem. Rashi tells us this refers to the Mizbeach. The Malbim suggests this is a description of Aaron. When the pasuk begins, V'chiper Aharon al Karnei Sav, you know why it is Aaron that has the privilege of applying the blood of Yom Kippur upon the surface of Mizbeach HaZav? It's because Aaron is Kodesh Kodashim Hu LaHashem. And the support for this thesis is a beferish pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the pasuk tells us about the birth, the lineage of Aaron, that indeed Aaron is Kodesh Kodashim Hu LaHashem. And when we accept this, it opens up a whole collection of Choymer LeDrush. Number one, we took note that the parsha begins with the Ato Moshe, a unique expression, the parsha Tetzaveh, the parsha whose name is not mentioned, and that demands that the end of the parsha conclude with Aaron, who Moshe the Aaron. Aaron is not just an ordinary person. Aaron is Kodesh Kodoshim. Moshe has the Madreg of Ator, and Aaron has the Madreg of Kodesh Kodoshim Hu Lashem. We discussed Korach complained about the Jewish people, but Aaron, about Moshe, why did you select Aaron? Kol Olam Kulam Kodeshim. Korach did not pay attention to the fact that the pasuk says about Aaron that he's not just Kodesh, he's Kodesh Kodashim. He deserves to stay in that the hell. And the idea that we spend the most time on is understanding that the answer to the question as to why the Mizbeach appears here in Parashas Tetzaveh and not in Parashas Truma is because the Mizbeach is not just a utensil. The Mizbeach, in essence, is a garment. The service that Aaron performs upon this Mizbeach, in essence, is one of the garments, the ninth garment of Aaron. Aaron wears eight garments, but there's a ninth. Tisha Miyodea. Tisha Miyodea. The ninth garment of Aaron is the Mizbeach HaZov. The fact that he is Kodesh HaKodoshim and is privileged to put upon the Mizbeach the blood of Yom Kippurim, the place where ordinarily a coin only puts upon the surface Ketores. This is part of his sanctity. This is part of what demonstrates who he is. It's one of his objects of clothing and indicates, that envelops him to demonstrate who he is. And we try to explain a little bit, it's because the Koyach of Aaron is Ohev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom is to bring together different elements that don't ordinarily come together, but that is his koyach, his unique power. And here, this makom, the surface of this mizbeach, which ordinarily only is a receptacle for ketores, is now as well synthesized to be a receptacle for blood. Blood and ketores represent the extreme opposite forms of serving Hashem. They're serving Hashem, sanctifying Hashem through death, and sanctifying Hashem through life, and not through us. To give Hashem satisfaction in the way we behave when we perform our services. It's a pleasantness. And yet in one location, the two come together. That is a demonstration of who Aaron is. It is a demonstration of the kahuna. And that's why it has to be mentioned here in Parashas Tetzaveh. Thank you all for coming and listening. Have a wonderful evening, a very successful week ahead, with a blessing for success, achievement, fulfillment, and all of the good things that we want and ask for. Mali Hashem Kol Mishal Aseinu L'Toyv. Have a wonderful week. Good night.